You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Tuesday, ahead of Wednesday's Super Bowl parade, we heard from head coach Andy Reid to put a bow on the 2023 season.
You know, you're always studying the game. I'm sure you learn something from every season. Is there something that this season taught you more than any other? Or, you know, what is something that stood out to you as kind of the lesson this season taught you?
Yeah, Seren, I think what you're seeing in the game today is these defensive coordinators – and I tell you, ours included, are very flexible with their coverages. So it's not just one or two coverages that they're going to throw at you. They're being able to teach multiple coverages, and they're not afraid to use them at any time during a game. So that's where I tell you the game's changing a little bit. As far as myself, obviously patience was one thing that we had to do on the offensive side as guys learned, the young guys learned or the new guys learned. Very grateful for the job that Spags did with the defensive side. And I thought that they were a great example to everybody of taking young guys, teaching them and watching them grow like they had to do last year. And we were able to really come to a strength last year on defense for the playoffs. And it kind of worked that way this year with the offense.
So next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Coach, congrats again. Just a question on the lighter side here. As you go into another parade, I think we forget sometimes these are a bunch of 20-somethings. How much of the messaging is like, let's have fun, but maybe not too much fun?
Yeah, that was mentioned. A couple times, so it's great to have fun, but you know, be smart.
Go next to Vahe Gregorian. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy, congratulations again. Two things, if I might. One, Andy, I think anybody that's around Patrick understands that he's, you know, got a pretty deep reservoir of competitiveness and won't get complacent, but I wonder if you might describe what gives you that confidence that his hunger remains what it is and he'll just ratchet it up more.
Yeah, he has a love for the game, and so when you have that type of love, especially as young as he is, that's I don't think that's going anywhere. And he doesn't let all the outside events affect his play. I mean, he's one of those guys that is known worldwide, really. And that really doesn't faze him.
And the other thing is just wondering when the last time you jumped on a dog pile like that, the way you did with Chris would have been, and just what that moment was like to let that out like that.
Yeah, well, I was so happy for him. I've kind of been riding him a little bit. We needed him in there, and he was spent, and he was tired, but he sucked it up, and he got out there, and he pushed himself probably further than he thought he could push himself. You know, I mean, he took himself to that state, you know, that wrestling state where you got to really reach down in there and kind of get through that evil thing that's like kicking your butt internally. So he did that, and I was so proud of him for that. Yeah.
Let's go next to Jesse Newell. Go, Jesse.
Hey, Brad, I'll have a follow-up real quick. Andy, just to follow up on Vahe's question there, which was that? Was that overtime or at the end of regulation when you needed him, Chris, to go in there?
It was both. Yeah. I mean, it was both.
Aids or extra time, like 853 with
service. Okay. And I just wanted, which we're mentioning Chris, obviously Brett will handle all those things in the offseason, but how much would it mean to you if you could continue this with Chris for more years down the line?
Yeah. Listen, I think, you know, V just said it before, we'd love to have him back. And, they've just got to work all that out. So, but I think the effort will be there probably on both parts to try to get something done.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, I wanted to ask you another kind of a fun one. I had a chance to talk to your son, Spencer, at one of the media day things. And I just wanted to know how much fun it was to share that moment with him after the game. I saw you guys got a big hug, and just having him around because he's been out West for so long.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great to have him on board. And I thought he did a nice job along with the strength coach and staff. They kept us in a good position throughout the year, and injury wise, or you know, they worked with the trainers, make sure guys got back quick. So, but no, it's great. I mean, there's no feeling like that to have one of your kids there and in a situation like that.
Next to Nick Jacobs. Go ahead, Nick.
Brad, I'll have a follow-up. Andy, my first question for you, what did it mean to you to have two West Coast offenses not only get to the conference championship, but battle each other with their different variations in the Super Bowl and just kind of Walsh's offense over the past 50-plus years still remaining as strong as it is during this tenure?
Yeah, yeah. And you could even take it further to Paul Brown, who taught Bill Walsh. And I mean, that's something. I mean, to say that it's time tested is probably an understatement. But it's and they are different. We've stretched ours in a certain direction, and Kyle's done the same thing. But it's you know, like I said, it's time tested and really a good deal. He, you know, Kyle did a heck of a job this year, and I don't want to let that slide on this. He really is a heck of a football coach, and that game could have gone either way. That was one of those kind of games, and I'm fortunate to say we came out on our side, well, on the positive side, but it could have easily gone that other way.
And then my second question for you, after the parade, what's kind of the next couple of weeks like for you out of the combine? Do you kind of take a couple of weeks to reset, or you just dive into 2024?
Yeah, well, the coaches will take a little bit, just a little right around a week off. And but then we've got the combine coming up. So we got to get ourselves ready for that. And then it just goes from there. I mean, it's we're in the swing of things after that, once you get to the combine.
We've got two more. We'll go Darren, then we'll go back to Vahe. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Coach, congratulations to you. You sound like you're just getting back from this, West Coast like I am, so my voice is not as good as yours. Two questions for you. I read Jared Bell's article about Kelce's sideline outburst. Just wanted to ask you about that. Would you not recommend other players trying what they did? You know, I know he probably caught you off guard, and whether or not there'll be any reprimand for him for doing something like that to you.
Now, listen, he and I have talked, and that's not a big deal. So I wouldn't anticipate other players doing that. So
all right, and then also, I mean, the stress that it has probably gone for you and your coaching staff and the players, 6 years worth of playing at a minimum of 19 games each year. Can you talk about the the mental and the physical drawbacks that has taken, you know, your coaching staff, families, and people involved in to this type of success that you all have had? I think you played maybe 120 games over the last six seasons, which is probably more than any team in throughout this type of run.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we try to manage that the best we can with the off season, so the guys can refresh and get themselves back and ready to go. I think the way training is now, it's year round. And so guys know how to manage that. And so it's all worked out okay. I'm not too worried about that.
We'll go last to Vahe. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy, I know you're probably already looking forward instead of back, but I wonder if you might just be able to describe in what ways you've sort of appreciated the moment and, you know, just your own perspective on what this time has meant. Obviously, I know you're not done, but what this has felt like when you step back for a moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, back-to-back, to win one is tough. To win two back-to-back is really tough. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And to know the effort that the guys put into it, the way they stuck together through the highs, the lows, you know, you see offensive guys wearing t-shirts around to say, "In Spags we trust." I mean, you know, it's a joint effort. And so there wasn't an offense versus defensive thing. It was us playing and as one group, and special teams likewise, you know, the guys jumping in and just doing a phenomenal job on special teams when needed. And so everybody had a little piece of the pie, and that's gratifying as a head coach to be around something like that.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Take care. Thank you guys.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.